So here we are backstage, huh?
Uh huh. This is where it all happens. This is where it all goes down.
So if I was in school and you would describe your job in 30 seconds because I wanted to be a tour promoter, what is it?
You do that because he's not in school.
Because it's a load of fun. You get to travel the world with one of the best groups in the world, see the world, and just have loads of fun.
Selling well in business terms? Is it doing well?
I mean, yeah. I mean, basically, my job is to look at the markets, decide which markets to play this tour, how we get there, how we route, how we get from Moscow to Tallinn to Stockholm, oversee all the marketing plans across, and work very closely with our local promoters to make sure it's all coordinated. I'm the bridge between the band and the promoter.
Right. But how do you decide because you were telling us you were in Tallinn a couple of nights ago, it kicked off in Moscow, here we are in Stockholm. Yeah. How do you decide which city it's going to be?
Do you check the weather?
I've been working with Bon Jovi 20 years now, and I kind of know the tour history. I know last time that we were in markets, Tallinn, for example, was a new market for us. We've opened it up. John's never been there before, so it's the first time. You know, Dublin is his home.
You had to say that. You knew a bunch of Irish people with their phones out or standing here. Does he love playing to Dublin?
Oh, he loves it. He goes on vacation to Ireland. He's a big fan. Yeah, he's often in Ireland secretly.
Yeah. Is he as popular as he used? Was there ever a wane or dip?
The question started difficult, did it?
No, but I mean, is he still so huge in the sense that he's the kind of person that keeps his longevity?
In my 20-year watch, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it just gets bigger if anything. Yeah. You know, and he's one of the few artists of his generation where you get new classics on every record. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just about Living on a Prayer. It's not just about It's My Life. I mean, Lost Highway is one of the most popular songs. You know, This House Is Not For Sale from the last record is a popular song. Yeah. There's not many artists of his generation who still put out hits. It's great.
And is it 2.5 hours long, literally on stage?
Yeah, 2.5 hours. Wow. He's cut it down, this tour. Well,
this column needs to pee a lot, so...
Does he take toilet breaks?
No, he doesn't take toilet breaks. So you can, but he doesn't.
Because we were talking to one of the other guys, they must be just so fit, are they?
Yeah, I mean, they work out every day. I mean, if you go to the gym, any hotel you see, you'll see them all in there working out. They take this very seriously. It's a job. It's a profession, you know, like a sportsman.
Like if you're yourself,
Colin. We can see that he doesn't take it that seriously. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Winging it.
No, but they're like sportsmen. I mean, they're professional athletes. 2.5 hours up on that stage.
I know.
You know, the sweat and the running around, and it's like an athlete. They have to work out and be fit as an athlete.
Last year we saw the Rolling Stones in Crow Park. Mm-hmm. And what age is he now? 74, is it?
Amazing, he had a heart attack as a result, didn't he? Recently?
No, that was the girl he went out afterwards. Those Galway girls.
I don't think it was a heart attack. It was a heart issue. I don't think it was an attack as such. Yeah, yeah.
Heartbroken, yeah. But I mean, so can you see John Bon Jovi 74, 75 years of age?
Absolutely. I don't think John's going to stop. I can't see him stopping. He still loves it. He's still in love with performing. He's still in love with the crowd. He's still in love with the audience. I mean, he was telling me the other day that he's just finished the new album and he's excited and he can't wait to play it to me. But in another couple of days, I'm just tweaking this, I'm just tweaking that. And he's like a kid still. He's like really, really, he thinks he's just made the best record that he's ever made, and it's not out yet. So
where's the tour go from Stockholm? Obviously, you're over in Dublin for the weekend.
We're going to Stavanger before we get to Dublin. We're going to Sonderburg in Denmark. We're going to Nijmegen in Holland. And then I think we come to you.
Yeah, where are we? 15th and 16th.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're playing Nijmegen 13th, and I know we got a long trip over from Nijmegen to you. I can't wait. Can't wait for a pint of Guinness.
So will you guys hang around Dublin for a while?
Yeah.
John will hang around you.
Yeah. We got a day.
What part of Ireland do you like the most as a team?
Obviously Dublin is where
part that sells Guinness, is it?
Yeah, any part that sells Guinness. John loves the countryside. Okay. John really loves the countryside. Sadly, he has more time to spend in the countryside than I. Yeah. Everyone loves Dublin. Who doesn't love Dublin?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm from there. I don't know.
Will you be tour promoter in 20 years' time for John Bon Jovi?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So are you guys good mates now, more than just, you know, you guys work together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, this is a family tour. You probably noticed the atmosphere backstage. We're all friends. You know, like when I've grabbed some of the band members to talk to you, it's like, hey, buddy, come, you know. Yeah. It's not, excuse me, please. Yeah, it's not, excuse me, please. Would you mind awfully? No, I mean, this, we've all been together a long time. The crew, the sea, you see, everyone you see around has been around him for a long, long time.
Well, it's like we were just saying, we're around, it's so chilled. It's like, it doesn't even feel like there's a gig going on tonight. Everyone is so chilled. Is there something coming through the air conditioning that we don't know?
No, this is a well-oiled machine. We've been all been doing this a long time. And John's loyal. He keeps the same people around him, people he trusts. Yeah. Once you get John's trust, I mean, I know this is radio, but once you've done a couple of tours, you probably notice this.
Oh, around your neck,
You'll probably notice this around a few people around here.
Tell us how to describe it, because it is radio.
It's a necklace. It's a necklace.
It's a necklace. Yeah. But it's a gold necklace
with diamonds, for God's
with
sake.
Diamonds, and it's and the Slippery When Wet logo.
Of course, yeah.
Amazing.
So from the first record. So once you get John's trust and everything else, you get awarded one of these.
Every week.
You get presented one of these in a big ceremony.
That's does he call you into a room? Is he? Do you have to kneel before him or anything?
It's not kneeling, but there is a ceremony, and he presents it, and then you're in family.
Yeah.
It's a bit like mixing the blood. You know, you become a brother.
Your inner circle.
Yeah. So if you see anyone wearing that around, you know they've been with John for a long time.
It's like it's a secret handshake as well. You know, it's a little club. Yeah.
Just a secret necklace.
It is enough.
I don't have diamonds around my neck than a secret handshake.
You're damn right, but I don't even get a secret handshake. Listen, we're going to enjoy the gig.
Yes, you should. Yeah. Don't miss it. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to have the night of your life, and can't wait to get to Dublin.